And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to very unbusy San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And we have a couple of the great captains right here from San Diego. We have Captain Matt Brawla and Gavin Harbor from Captain's Concepts. Of course, Matt runs a San Diego. Of course, Gavin runs a Pacific Queen. But their other business is Captain's Concepts. And we're going to talk all about that and more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and 97.3 The Fan.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rock Cod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me, book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Hey, San Diego, the Ford Get Holiday Ready sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. The biggest deals of the year to finish 2024, featuring America's best-selling truck, Ford F-Series, leading for 47 straight years. Or check out the full lineup of versatile Ford SUVs, including Bronco or Bronco Sport. Don't wait. Come take a test drive today. Get holiday ready only at your local San Diego County Ford dealers. They'll be glad to hook you up. Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back
to Let's Talk Hookup.
So every time, well, normally when, like we talked about it yesterday, we got, you know, new little program here, and I'm sitting in the normal Pete spot. Normally I would be sitting over on the other side there, and when I'm in the Pete spot, I usually bring us back from break, and I'm sitting here, and we come back, and I'm just looking at him, like, are you going to say something? Like, wait, that's me, I'm supposed to be doing that. Well, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Training on the new equipment.
A few more buttons, a few more lights over here.
But we're getting it down. We have Jeff in the 97.3 The Fan Studios watching out for us today.
He's very well
great.
Taken care of.
Yeah.
All good.
Sure.
Well, speaking of that, certainly a very fun morning this morning. And like you said, having the boys from Captain Concepts in here, like, the phones are already showing it. The texts are already rolling through. Today's going to be a very, very fun show.
Yeah, for sure. And good morning, Gavin. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Great to have you. And what's happening at on the water? You guys are running the boats. What's going on?
Was that wrenches?
It's that time of year where pretty much we're all tied up. Or at least, you know, Matt and I's kind of boats, we're all tied up. So we're Well, Matt just finished up. We're just doing some local trips.
Yeah.
We're trying to get out a little bit of La Jolla Yellowtail for a bit, but starting the boat work season.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Oh, really? Okay. It's happening.
Yeah.
And how long will that be, Matt, in San Diego?
We're shooting for trying to get back online on March.
In March? Okay. March, so yeah. It's a big project this year.
No, we're taking it light after last year's big project. Just getting minor maintenance stuff, getting ready to go. Yeah. Yes.
And then you'll start with Coronado Islands, that kind of stuff?
Yep, Coronado Islands, hopefully some springtime yellowtail. We're looking forward to that. Yo-yo fishing, that's usually a good way to start off the season.
Yeah. So this year, tons of anchovy around, huh?
You know, I felt like there was less than the last few years, yeah. At least on the offshore grounds, there was a lot more bait, I felt like, the last
year. You mean right now or in the springtime?
Well, they just threw the season, yeah.
Oh, definitely less.
Yeah, definitely less. There was... Yeah. The last few years, you'd be driving for miles and miles through it, and we never really saw that much of that this year.
Interesting.
Yeah, but there was still plenty of bait. Definitely areas of it.
Do you think, Gavin, that was why we had to run so far for the bluefin this year, is just because there was just less bait inside?
No, I think, like, the inside water, there was no... It's not like the water on the inside was bad, but there was no, like, structure. It was just, like, super generic water, like, no reason... There wasn't any water edges or water structure to kind of keep the fish in a certain spot, it seemed like to me, for the locals.
Yeah, spread out. They were all spread out. Only real consistent thing was, like, those tuna pens. That was the...
Yeah.
Since the water was so generic, the only thing they could relate to was
like
tuna
pens. Yeah, the only real structure. But so I think that made, you know, every time we would fish or we would decide, like, hey, maybe we should go looking around somewhere else, you'd look at a water picture for down the beach or down in Mexico, and it was just, like, the most generic water ever. You know, nothing where, as a captain, you could look at and be like, oh, man, we should start looking here. You know, this looks like a good area.
So this is some of the stuff you teach on Captain's Concepts, right? The water edge ideas, right?
We talk about that a little bit. Mostly what we talk about is the actual, like, angler rod in your hand style fishing, you know, like what tackle we like to use and, like, how we fish as just, like, an angler on the boat. We talk a little bit about that, but mostly what our guys are interested in is what we're using, how we're using it, and then, you know, when we're coming up to a stop, you know, based on what everything's looking like what rod should you grab or what technique should you use based upon, like, how the fish are acting. So it's mostly, like, rod in hand style fishing is what we talk about.
One of the things that I always admire is, like, how frequently you guys put out your content, and it just seems like whenever anything's trending, changing, whatever, a video pops up, like, the next day, you know, and if you were catching them one way, you know, for a little bit, and then, you know, that afternoon, you know, whatever, this little change happened, boom, there's a video on it the next day. And, like, the guys that are subscribed to that are on the spot, and they're ready to – they're already aware that it's been yo-yo jig fishing now instead of fly line bait how it was for, you know, the 2 weeks previous to that.
Yeah, if you ever want to be on the leading edge of a trend, like, especially with the way tackle is, like those tungsten jigs, trying to buy those and stuff like that, getting ahead on buying tackle before it gets scarce, Captain's Concept is a huge thing. But just learning how to properly do a new technique or being on the cutting edge of it is what we try to put out there.
Yeah, like one of the most important things is, like, you know, you could ask anyone, like, what's the best lure to use? And it's like, well, there's 100 different types of lures to use. But we kind of teach people, like, based on the conditions, how the fish are acting, you know, like, oh, man, I remember I saw this video Matt was talking about, you know, it was super windy, the fish were acting like this, and he was using this, and he was fishing it that way. Like, I think that's one of the things that's most important.
I like, too, is that the amount of, like, niche things that you guys add to it, too. Like, it might be this was the lure that Matt was fishing, but also this is the way he liked to modify it, and he liked to put this hook on it, and he put this hook because it makes the lure sink this way, and we get a little bit better, you know, like, it just gives you, you know, whatever. That 10% might not be the difference, you know, every time, but you start adding all those little things together, and it becomes the difference.
Yeah, we strive for when it's, like, tough, those little details matter.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yep, perfect. Exactly, yeah. When it's tough, every little detail that can get you to bite or land the fish is huge.
Every year there seems to be something different that happens. This year the tungsten jig was the deal, right? So how'd that all come into play? And you guys were on the forefront of that, right?
Yeah, we actually looked back. Matt started talking about the tungsten lures. I think it was about a full year.
Exactly.
A full year before, you know, kind of everyone...
It became the thing.
Before it became the thing, which was probably around June this year, I think, was probably. And, you know, everyone was scrambling to get tungsten lures that hadn't heard about them. But, like, our subscribers, our guys that are on Captain's Concepts, like... I mean, they already had a pile of them in their tackle box from a year before when Matt started talking about them. So they, you know, while guys were scrambling and, you know, buying them for double price on eBay or whatever, like our guys, they already had them. They already had them rigged up, and they were fishing them long before, you know, most people were even thinking about it.
That's not an exaggeration either. You know, Gavin and I literally looked that up
at
the store.
It was a full year.
We were talking about how crazy it was and how hard they were to get, and we looked all the way back to the first video, and it was almost a year to the date of like when the beginning of the madness happened. That video had been out for 1 year already.
Wow. And what's the deal on the tungsten jig? Kind of explain that to those that may have not been on that program or watching Captain's Concepts.
So the big thing with tungsten, it's for its size, it's like twice as dense as lead or something. So getting a small compact lure to sink as fast as that is nearly impossible unless you have that tungsten. Just a small compact jig was like the name of the game this year, whether you're daytime or nighttime fishing. And when we started using it, it was kind of a concept where the eddy bomb thing, when you're fishing in nighttime, you want to get down quick and get down fast. Well, me trying to fish a sinker in the daytime just doesn't really feel all that fishy. So we found those tungsten jigs, and we noticed that they were sinking really fast, just like a sinker would. And we started using it in the same kind of situations that the people were using the eddy bombs, and we started getting bites right away. They sink really fast. They flutter pretty good. They just look way fishier than a sinker.
You can at least get behind it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's no doubt, like, the success of the Eddie Bomb Midnight Rider style jig. Like, there's no denying how well they work, but man, it's just hard to.
It's hard to fish it when the sun is up.
Yeah, definitely.
Hard to look at that thing and be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to catch one on this.
Yeah. So, you guys have. Basically, you're fishing similar but different because you're fishing daytime.
That's so cool, yeah.
And you're fishing day and night. So how, when you're doing this on Captain's Concepts, are you doing two different types of videos for different techniques, or do they mold together?
It's just different, you know. Like, we do a lot of the times Matt and I are fishing side by side, you know, like during the daytime or whatever, we're doing the same thing. But a lot of times, like this year, I mean, I hardly saw the San Diego this year, you know. So he's fishing a whole nother area during the day, whole different group of fish, whole different size fish. You know, he might be fishing yellowtail and bluefin at the Coronado Islands, and we're out at Cortez, you know, fishing bluefin and yellowtail. But it's completely different how we're fishing.
Yeah.
But when it, you know, kind of goes together is he starts fishing those tungsten lures. So then I start using them. I'm like, oh man, these might work at night. And I specifically remember the first time that I really was like, man, we really need to fish these tungsten lures. We had a school, it was at night, middle of the night, we had a school of big ones, like 100 to 200 pounders on us, and we caught a few right away, but the school stuck with the boat, and I had a group, you know, some of my best fishing charter, you know, the best fishermen there are that come on my boat were on the boat. We couldn't hook them anymore, and they're still around us. I was like, man, what's going on? We started tying on those tungsten lures, and we just started getting them immediately, like, immediately.
Why do you think they're eating that and not other stuff?
I think they just, at times, the fish are keyed into a really small profile lure.
Gotcha.
And, you know, like Matt was saying, it's a lot more dense. So, like, if you picture the size of, like, a 80-gram Colt Sniper, that size lure, if you take that size lure in tungsten, it's probably 180 grams.
Right.
So if you know, at nighttime, a lot of times you need to get your lure down to 300 feet. Well, you know, if there's a little bit of breeze, trying to get an 80-gram lure, you know, on 200-pound line down to 300 feet, like, it's not going to happen.
A mile behind the boat.
Yeah, you're never going to get down to the fish. So you could still fish that heavy line and have a small profile lure and get to that depth. Like, you know, I had a guy who's like, man, you know, these lures are kind of expensive, blah blah blah. But then in that one stop, I remember he caught three over 100 pounds on that lure, and it's like, man, at that point, who cares what it costs?
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't matter anymore, you know. And it made the difference between that stop. I think I know we caught around 25 fish, those big ones, 100 plus pounders, and I bet you 18 of them were on those tungsten lures. Yeah.
That story, I think, is like that's Captain's Concepts. You know, like, that's the reason to get the subscription. You're like, how many times did that scenario play out?
Well, that's what was nice is that particular group comes on my boat, like, you know, 10 times a year. So they're and a lot of them are on Captain's Concepts. So a lot of them had those tungsten lures in their bag. They may never have even used them, but they saw a video at some point from Matt or myself, and they bought them. And then, you know, I'm coming on the PA like, grab all your tungsten lures. And I would say, like, on a typical charter, if people that were not signed up to Captain's Concept, like, they wouldn't, you know, there may have been
like,
two
what?
People. Yeah, there may have been two people on the boat that had those lures. But I was fortunate to where, like, you know, 80% of the people on the boat had them. And it was, like, a wild, wild difference.
That's crazy.
And how do you rig them? I mean, it's small lure. Do you still rig them with heavy line?
Yeah, so when I'm fishing them, you know, Matt and I do, well, when I fish them during the day, it's different, but I'll speak for nighttime fishing. We still fish heavy line. I'll fish like 130-pound fluorocarbon and then two cyst hooks on the bottom. But we still fish like 100, at least we can still fish 130-pound at nighttime, no problem with it, yeah.
And then daytime, Matt?
I fish it on 80 to 100-pound. I really like Sunline makes 90-pound, and I really like that 90-pound. Something about the 90-pound for that specific lure works excellent. But, yeah, heavy line.
Great time. And same two assist hooks on the bottom?
Yes. That's how I've been fishing it. I think I'm going to try messing because guys have had some issues with those tungsten jigs with, like, because the tungsten has to be so hot to – they're not truly through-wired, a lot of them. Guys have had some issues with hooks pulling out. So I think if you're worried about that – I've never had an issue with it. We've caught 200-pounders on my tungsten jigs and never had a rip out. But if you're worried about that, I'd say have your assist hooks at the nose of the bait.
Okay. Yeah. I shouldn't comment because I don't know, but talking to some of the manufacturers we bought them from, they say the issue is tungsten needs to get so hot that it can melt – it can compromise the wire that's running through. So, you know, maybe sometimes it's fine, maybe sometimes it's compromised to the point of potential failure. Likely not going to be on the first one, but maybe who knows what the scenario is. But that's, you know, that's one of the things that they've always warned us on, that like that potential can happen.
Does it vary with manufacturer?
I'm sure. I'm not the, you know, I don't want to speak to something I don't know about, but yeah. I would sure think so. I'm sure everybody's got their own process.
Yeah, wow. I've seen a lot of fish caught on it. We've never lost one that I know of to one pulling, but I've seen like a fish hit the deck and, you know, fish starts flopping it hits the deck and then I see it, you know, it's unfortunate because your lure just broke, but I haven't seen it. I haven't seen us lose a fish. Yeah. Lose an expensive lure, but I haven't seen us lose a fish because of it yet.
Gotcha. So this year, 2025, probably going to be a different year. Water conditions are pretty different, right?
You know, if I knew the answer to that question.
Yeah, I know.
But one thing that I like about this year that was different from last year, it seemed like last year the bluefin, instead of going to the south like they normally do, down towards Cedros and whatnot, they went like up to the north. And it seemed like we caught our fish later last year. I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but it seems like this year a lot of that fish went back down to the south, which is consistent with the last, like, previous 4 or 5 years where we've caught, you know, a lot of fish early in the season, April, you know, March, April. So, you know, we're hoping for that. And still those big yellowfin are around, which is, that would be insane. Yeah. I know, we got those at the very last part of the season. I wish we would have had that a little bit longer.
Yeah,
that fish could have come another 100 miles closer to home and a month earlier, it would have been all.
Yeah,
that
I was licking my chops.
Time.
I was hoping to be local. That'd be so cool.
Yeah, you were on that though, right?
Yeah, we got in on it for the like the last 2 weeks of our season, and it was still
it was like a 2-day trip minimum.
There was a little period we get on 2-day, but a lot of it was like a lot of boats towards the end were doing 3-day trips, and you're only fishing for like a few hours on a 3-day trip. But that's all you needed, you know.
Yeah. It was funny because I usually get to the tackle store about 8 o'clock. That's when Rick gets there is 8 o'clock. By 8 a.m., you know, I would look the day before like, oh, we should have a relatively busy morning. There's three days going, and I'd show up to work, and there's nothing going on. Like, what's happening? Like, oh, no, everybody's gone. I mean, by 8 a.m., all the boats are already loaded and off the dock and gone. Like, it was early departures trying to sneak. If you could sneak off the dock 2 hours early, it, like, literally equated to 2 hours of fishing time. Like, and the pace of fishing was so good, like, that was a huge difference.
That was enough.
It was wild. Yeah.
So, and then on the San Diego, Matt, your fishing success last year was a lot of local stuff, right?
Yeah. I mean, we're always local. So, but the islands was
a year for the islands.
Phew.
Yeah. I felt like we missed the best part of it, but we still had plenty of good fishing. Though, what really was interesting this past season was all the bluefin that was there. They were super hard to catch, but there was more bluefin. Like, I haven't been driving as long as Ryan has, but both of us have said that it's the most bluefin we've seen there. And there was times where it was like offshore flat spots in the middle grounds. Like, what is going on here? And
it's cool.
You can't catch them. We couldn't catch them then, but eventually we were able to pick at them, and it was pretty fun.
What was the key? What did you show people on Captain's Concepts how to catch those when? Because that bluefin was not easy to catch.
They were super
hard
to
catch.
You had
to have the technique.
Yeah. So for us, it was not dropping down in line size. Sticking with your 30-pound, just because, man, they were mean. Once you did hook them, they were by far the meanest bluefin we've ever.
And they weren't 15-pounders either.
They weren't.
No, they're bigger than bluefin at the island last few years. Yeah. You know?
I'd say 25 to 50-pounders for the most part, and there was some like 80-pounders jumping around. But I've never seen bluefin take so much line as far as like a 30-pound fish. You'd see them run and spool people on it like a Trinidad 16. It's like, what? That's not cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then there was just all the obstacles, lobster gear or any kind of commercial gear, other boats, skiffs, sea lions were a big one.
Yeah.
Always at the islands. But that bluefin was super interesting and super cool to be fishing for.
Fun.
Yeah.
And the great yellowtail, too, you were catching.
Yeah, the yellowtail was awesome. Yeah, there were some times where there were some big ones around, 30-pounders.
Yeah.
But that just consistent anchor fishing was awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today with these two guys.
Yeah, so stoked always, and just lots to talk about and lots coming up with Captain's Concepts and all the great fishing. If you want to join us this morning, man, we want to hear from you. It's going to be a great time and clearly a very busy morning having Gavin and Matt in here. If you want to join us this morning, best way to do it is to give us a call at 833-288-0973. Again, a new phone number. We're so stoked to be back on the Fan here in San Diego. And if you want to join us, 833-288-0973 is how you do it. Boy, we're having a great time. In addition to that, you can text the show. Texting the show has been super popular here. Every text is only comes through the Let's Talk Hookup app. If you don't have the app already, you really need to. It's the easiest way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. You can catch all the archive shows. You can listen whenever you want. And it's your only opportunity to text in your questions to Gavin and Matt this morning. The way you do that, fire off that Let's Talk Hookup app. One of the first tabs you'll see is to text the show. Type in your question and make sure that you include your contact info when you do, because it's the only way you're going to be eligible for that killer prize. And what a prize we're giving away today. One lucky caller or texter, as always decided by the coin flip at the end of the show, is going to win a full-day trip on board the San Diego and a $100 gift certificate to Seawald Photo Gallery, where you can choose from over 120 from all over the world, personally signed and titled by Michael Seawald. It's a really, really cool gift for somebody. Check Seawald.com for more of those amazing images. And what a rad prize that's going to be for one of our lucky caller texters today.
Yeah, go fishing with Matt and Captain Ryan, and get that beautiful photography for you all.
Yeah, no doubt about it. As you can hear, we got a great show coming for you again. Give us a call, 833-288-0973, or keep those texts rolling through in the Let's Talk Hookup app. When we come back, we got more of your phone calls. We're going to be starting it off. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice, on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, and Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Gas prices are going up, up, up. So now more than ever, you need Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to the newly expanded Summit Gasoline and get low, low gas and diesel prices for your car, truck, and boat. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time, plus 12 diesel boats, plus 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum 35-gallon fill-up. Easy in and out, too. Step into the Summit Bistro and enjoy what Martha and her crew have for you on things you can use. Fresh-made burritos, sandwiches, salads, along with beer, beverages, and, of course, always free ice. So many Let's Talk Hookup listeners have taken advantage of Summit Gasoline's low prices, great service, and free ice. They've become the largest seller of fresh gourmet ice in Southern California. Summit also sells frozen bait and fishing licenses 24 hours a day. Summit Gasoline, low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-styled metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. AFCO's Crossbreed Jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. AFCO's Crossbreed Jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on AFCO.com.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule
check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
This year, make reliable boating your resolution and back it with exhilarating deals with a new Yamaha outboard during Yamaha's New Year, New Reliability sales event. From now until March 31st, 2025, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of coverage protection. Looking to hit the water with lower horsepower? There's a deal for you too. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $200 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods and services. Don't miss this limited time offer. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends March 31st, 2025. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models exclude 24-month Yamaha extended service added to a 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealer for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, and boy, lots of great info going on. I every time we have these boys on here, I can't think about the value that is worth. Like just take those few examples that we talked about right there and equate it to, you know, none of us get to go as much as we'd like. No matter how often you go, you always like to go more. But like to maximize the amount of time, you know, you get out of all your trips, like that is just, it's killer.
And
I love it.
These guys are on the water every day, and they're sharing their information with us. So it's super helpful. And if you watch YouTube and Facebook Live, you see we're chatting with them during the breaks, you know, get more information and stuff like that. But speaking of chatting, phone calls are packing up. Jeff's standing by in the fan studios waiting for your phone calls. We have lots of good texts, and you have a good text to start out, right?
I thought so, and it's something that I know is near and dear to both of these guys' hearts, and it was a surface iron question. It says, good morning, guys. Could you talk a little bit about the pros and cons of using lure clips for surface iron and yo-yo fishing? Are they more helpful? Do they help when using a short top shot? Thanks for the info, Ed and Ventura.
I would say avoid clips at all costs if you can. You should be a proficient at tying a knot. The only benefit I see from those speed clips is if you're fishing a very short top shot, like you're fishing a 2-3 foot piece of fluorocarbon, and you're fishing like calico bass or something, and still even then I think you should remove that clip from your fishing line. It's one more thing. There's a couple of situations on my boat that really stick out with those clips. Is in tangles. It's like probably like the nighttime bite leaders, but like in the daytime it's the same, where the line goes into those clips. And I remember a situation where we clipped it off the line, and the clip slid down the line with the lure attached, and the guy was winding in his fish and just grabbing every single line he went by. And it was just like a fish that we could have caught super easily turned into a disaster, wrapping up every single person on the boat.
And he wasn't very popular after that.
They didn't know who. No, the guy with the fighting the fish didn't have a clip on. It was someone else's clip.
Oh, you never found out whose clip it was.
I found out who it was.
Yeah, we found out.
But the lure stayed like halfway up the line and just caught everyone's line on the way in. It was a disaster. And then I've also had another situation where I'm trying to get the clip off someone's line and the other line gets bit and blows up. So the guy, if you guys didn't have a clip on, I probably wouldn't have been in that tangle. And it's just like, you should be proficient that time, and you shouldn't be changing your lure that often. Like, you should have confidence in what you're tying on. And if you don't, you should ask the crew members what you should tie on.
Yeah, that's good.
And they'll put you in the right direction.
And when it comes to bluefin, Gavin, I mean, clips, not a good idea.
Yeah, I would say I don't see that too terribly much in my boat, because I think that's probably something better for like surface irons and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
It's
like
a big trend right now.
Yeah. I think a big part that some people have to realize is there's a lot of fishing gear that's made to catch fishermen, you know, and there's a little bit of fishing gear that's made to catch fish. And I think that's probably one of those things that's, you know, made to sell, not made to help you catch more fish, you know.
So recommending don't clip.
Correct.
Yeah.
I love what you said too. Like, you don't need to change it all the time. Like, you're likely not getting a bite because the lure was the wrong color. You need to swatch it out. It just, whatever, the timing wasn't right, the cast wasn't put in the right spot, whatever it might be. Like, have the right thing on all the time. And, you know, if you spend your whole time, you know, dropping a yo-yo jig because there was a bite on the yo-yo jig and you abandon your fly line fishing, and then three guys got bit on the fly line, so you wind that up and then you go put the fly line back on, and then one guy hooked one on the surface iron, and you wind your bait back in, and you go throw the surf, like, you're always chasing it.
I always tell people when we're yellowtail fishing, if there's like half the boat is fishing, well, most of the boat's fishing a yo-yo jig, and you want to catch one on the surface iron, it's like you need to dedicate your time to the surface iron if you really want to catch one on the surface iron. And if you want to catch one, stick to the yo-yo jig. And if you go bounce back and forth, you're going to miss every opportunity on both techniques.
Yeah, good advice. Yeah, good advice for sure. Well, let's jump into the phones. You want to get through? Jeff's standing by. 833-288-0973 is the number.
Phones are 100% packed up right now, but as soon as we talk to Alex in San Carlos, you're going to have a shot to get through. Good morning, Alex. Thanks for getting us started here on the phones.
Hey, good morning, guys. My question is about mono top shots and the leaders. Are people still fishing like the little 3-foot fluorocarbon leader that like surgeons loop like on top of a mono top shot? Is there like a time and a place? And also, did that fluorocarbon leader need to match the mono, or could it be like maybe like a 10-pound difference in line rating?
So we definitely still have people that fish that mono to a short fluorocarbon top shot. I would say we definitely recommend that to, you know, more beginners. It's a little bit more forgiving when you're fishing. We definitely fish a lot of mono with certain lures like a surface iron or a yo-yo jig. I like to fish a lot of mono. And for yellowtail, I like fly line fishing for yellowtail, I definitely like to use mono. For me, we're doing a lot more fluorocarbon, or excuse me, a lot more spectra to like a longer fluorocarbon leader. That's what I like to fish, especially for tuna and fly line baits. As far as matching your fluorocarbon to your mono, I think I pretty much always match my fluorocarbon to my mono. If anything, I would do the opposite of what you said. I would fish maybe 10 pounds heavier on my fluorocarbon than my mono. So say I'm fly lining 40-pound mono, I might put 50-pound fluorocarbon on the end. And the reason for that is I want my mono to be a little bit thinner because there's more of it in the water, and that's going to make my bait swim better because it's a thinner diameter line. But having that little bit heavier leader, it will definitely help me with like, abrasion resistance, say on a bluefin where they have teeth, but I only have like 3 feet of that in the water. So it's not a lot of drag in the water. My sardine can still swim better. So, if anything, if I'm not going to match my fluorocarbon, to my mono, I'll have my fluorocarbon maybe one line class heavier than my mono.
You guys have both said that in the past a lot, how much more user-friendly it is having mono on the reel completely and not worrying about the spectra until you're super proficient. What is it about that you guys have both seen where you think when somebody's, you know, developing the skills, mono is just such a better tool for them?
Just the margin for error. Spectra, it can get tangled really easy. And just when you're pulling on fish, there's no stretch. Obviously, it costs a lot more. If you are backlashing and messing up your reel, mono is so much easier to re-spool. And if you're kind of like, when you're pulling on a fish, you can get away with more with the mono because it is stretchier. With that braid, it's light, it gets blown around by the wind, it's tougher to cast, it's just a little more, high maintenance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and then like when you inevitably do get a backlash, it's so much easier to get your backlash out with mono versus spectra.
Me too.
Especially like, you know, Matt and I talk a lot about fishing thinner spectra now, you know, 30, 40, 50 pound spectra.
30 pound
spectra. To get a backlash out of 30 pound spectra, you have to be like a magician to get that out a lot of times. Where 30 pound mono, you know, you could do it blindfolded, you know.
Yeah,
true. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up, as Rick said, 833-288-0973. Tell us about Captain's Concept. So those of our listeners may not be familiar. What is Captain's Concept? How do you subscribe?
So we've been doing it for, I think, around probably 4 seasons now, I think. Yeah, I think it's been around 4 years. You know, Matt and I were talking a while ago when this bluefin thing first started. And, you know, back maybe 10 years ago, you'd show up to a trip. You just have a couple rods, you know, a 25 and a 40-pound rod to fly line and maybe a rod to fish a lure with. And that's all you need. And then this bluefin thing came around, and we fish so many different ways, 24 hours a day, you know, fishing for fish that are 20 pounds up to 300 pounds. And there's so much that goes into it where, we just wanted a way to be able to get to our passengers, to let them know what's working, what to bring, what tackle we like to use. We saw a lot of people coming out on the boats with tackle that was completely unnecessary, you know, and we had guys coming on the boats that didn't have any of the right gear that we needed. So we came up with this thing where we can really get to our people, explain to them from the captain's sort of view, you know, we're on the water each probably, you know, 200 days out of the year, so we're really in tune with what's going on. So we just wanted a way to be able to get to everyone to be able to know what tackle we like to use, what we don't like to use, and a lot of techniques, what we like to do and what we don't like to do. So we make videos all summer long. You know, we usually do one around once a week during the fishing season.
You're on the boat when you do these.
Yeah.
You all have Starlinks.
Yeah, so a lot of times, like, Matt will make a video and talking about something on his way in from a trip, and I'll make a video. You know, if I'm leaving in the morning on a three-day, we'll get bait, and I'll talk about, you know, what's been going on. But anyway, we wanted to do this so we could get to our people, and they can learn as much about fishing as they possibly can and what's going on. So we do videos. You could directly message us, ask us questions. Hey, man, I'm going on a three-day trip.
That's part of the service.
Yeah, part of the service.
The biggest part.
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of what we get is, hey, man, I'm going on a three-day trip next week. You know, this is my bundle of rods. Is there anything I can leave at home? Is there anything I need to add? We get a lot of guys that are like, hey, man, I'm looking for I want to add, like, a 50-pound setup to my arsenal. You know, this is kind of my price range. What do you think I should get? And we could tell people that, too, because there's so much.
And you guys respond to these guys.
Oh, yeah. We respond. And same thing. We both have Starlinks on the boat, so we're pretty on top of it as far as that. So.
Wow. The thing that I love, too, is you guys, you know, you said from the beginning you're not manufacturer-sponsored. And even if you ever were, like, that has no bearing on the answer that you give. Like, you're not tied to anybody when you give your recommendation on whatever it might be whatsoever.
Yeah, so we don't have anyone. We're not pushing any products. Right. You know, there's no company that is paying us or anything.
And
like,
we gave you a bunch of free tungsten jigs, so you make sure
to
tell
them
this XYZ brand is the one.
Yeah, and if you're a subscriber, you know, like Matt has, you know, we both use all sorts of different brands of everything, from lures to rods to reels, you know, and someone might come up to me and say, hey, man, I'm on a real low budget for a reel. What should I get? Okay, well, this is the best reel for your money. Or someone would be like, you know, maybe money's not an issue. Like, what should I get? And we could tell them that,
sure,
too. So anyway, how you find us, you could just Google Captain's Concepts. We're on the platform Patreon. It's set up kind of like an Instagram, but it's a paid subscription. You could just make a Patreon account either online. They also have an app, which is really easy to use. You can get the Patreon app. Just search Captain's Concepts. It's pretty easy to find. And you can look back at all the videos we've made in the last 4 years. We probably have
Close to 200
wow, videos awesome. Now. And again, like, as patrons, as people that subscribe, you know, we make a video and people comment, you know, and people start developing like a dialogue throughout there, and they're talking to each other on, you know, hey, I was on this, you know, last week and this worked great for me, and this and that. And then again, like, you can message us, ask us any questions. You can request, hey, man, I've been struggling with fly line, and, you know, can you make a video about fly lining this or that, or, you know, anything. We do whatever kind of our people want. The biggest thing is, like, when we're fishing, when things are going on, we notice a lot of people coming on the boats that are like, hey, man, my buddy was on a trip last month. This is what he said to use. He killed him on this last month. And it's like, you know, in the fishing, like, last month basically, you know, could mean nothing. So, we're getting people like, what happened, like, today, you know, so they can come out for their trip. Yeah, so they come out for their trip and be fully prepared.
Well, last year this worked really well.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't work that way.
Exactly. You know? It changes so much. So being able to have, like, I mean, this is like the most updated info
it's
you
like
can get
from the boat.
Yeah,
like
and,
right now.
And not only.
So, do you subscribe for a month? You subscribe for a day? How do you subscribe?
You can do it for a month, or you can do it for a year, and you get a little discount if you do it for the year. But it's by the month, and you sign up today. You can look at every single video that we've done in the last, you know,
wow,
4 years of doing it. So it's even good. You know, we've had some guys that are like, hey, man, you know, instead of randomly scrolling through Instagram or TikTok, he's like, I go back and watch your guys' videos from, you know, 2 years ago and just soak up all that information that you guys are talking about.
Stuff,
there's hours and hours of content. If you're, you know, like, if you're into fishing, you know, this is the best way. Because not only are you getting the perspective of captains from Matt and I who are on the water all the time, but we also carry some of the best fishing passengers,
sure,
you know, in our fleet.
Absolutely.
on our two boats. So we're, not only are we learning ourselves, but we're watching guys on the boat that are fantastic fishermen, and we're like, oh man, this guy was doing this.
Yeah.
And then we can forward that information onto our subscribers.
Yeah. And Matt, you were talking now this time of the year, so the annual subscription this time of the year, not as many videos, but you said you got some ideas on putting more videos out like today.
Yeah, there's plenty of stuff. We do a lot of like deep dives into like different things. Like the last video I made was or was the last one? I don't remember. One of the most recent ones was talking about how I, like, surface iron's a big topic. How I, like, bring my surface irons, how balance and the size of the ring, size of the hook can affect how a jig swims and stuff like that. So we're going to keep moving in that direction.
Deep dive into different things like that.
Yeah, just kind of weird things that you'd probably never know unless you mess with the surface iron a lot.
I'll tell you one thing that like still I'm having trouble wrapping my head around is putting on one of your third hats with the two fish jigs is what a difference how far down that top hole being drilled can make in a lure.
Oh, yeah.
I've been doing this my whole life, my entire lifetime, and surface iron fishing, one of my most favorite things in the world, and that's just never something that ever put too much emphasis into, and you see that CMC JJ from Two Fish Jigs, and you lay three of those things down on the counter, and they almost look identical.
It's tough
and
to pick out.
That difference is so minimal, but you put all three of those lures on, on three different casts, and they all completely react differently.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Minor things make a much bigger change than I think a lot of us probably give it credit.
Yeah, and a lot of stuff we can't even see, which is the crazy part. But the rings, the hook, the hole, all that stuff is something we go over in videos.
Yeah, and that's important stuff.
Huge.
Yeah.
That's cool. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got catch reports. We got phone calls. We got a lot more of your text and a whole lot more with Matt and Gavin. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's on Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Wait, a 40-pound white sea bass off an inflatable Hobie kayak? Tell me about that.
I'm Logan from Fastlane Kayaks on Mission Bay, and the whole story began when Ron Lane lent my parents some Hobie Mirage iTrex to put on their boat and take out to Catalina Isle. That's when I borrowed the iTrex 11, threw it in my car, and drove down to Baja for a fishing and camping trip. Ended up landing a bucketless 40-pound white sea bass on the inflatable.
Dang. That sounds even better than our mammoth trip, when we packed up the kayaks in the car, snowboarded all morning, then drove down to the lakes, launched the iTrex, and fished for trout all afternoon.
Honestly, the iTrex inflatables are the ultimate fishing platform. From trout in the Sierras, calicos at Catalina, and white sea bass in the Sea of Cortez, they can do it all.
And we've documented all these trips, so check out Fastlane Kayaks on Instagram to see more. And if you think you want a kayak, but you're on the fence, come down to our shop, or right on Mission Bay, and we would be happy to throw one in the water and let you give it a try. So call Fastlane Kayaks to schedule a demo today.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
Rock Cobb Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Screw at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it, fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Captain Matt, Captain Gavin from Captain's Concepts. We're having fun talking fishing and talking all kinds of great info. It's been a really, really steady morning this morning, and lots of great info coming on. Very good phone calls. Techs are solid through. It's been a great show.
Yeah, time for the catch report.
You got it, man. This morning, our catch report is sponsored in part by Gamakatsu. It's not just all about hooks with Gamakatsu. There's so much more, including those brand new Gamakatsu fillet knives. Once you try one, you're going to want more, and their brand new tools are very cool as well, including those brand new Gamakatsu braid scissors made with ceramic blades so they'll never rust. You can see them at your local dealer or check Gamakatsu.com. We're going to head on up to Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. Matt, Gavin, good morning. What's up in there this morning?
All good, buddy. Good morning.
Good, man. Pretty easy week for us this week, just about every day. You know, other than that little bit of wind, the conditions were great. Little bit of that wind, unfortunately, in the forecast here again, but we'll see what we can do this next week. Half-day anglers saw some decent bass action. Again, all this action for the bass guys is being caught by the guys that are scaling down their monofilament size. 8 to 12-pound line, even incorporating a little bit of fluorocarbon to their, below their swivel for their rig has been paying off for those guys, scaling down hook size to fit the anchovies that we have for life bait. So just that little bit of extra effort's been paying off for those guys targeting the calico bass and the sand bass. Some catch and release on the sheephead for the guys that are still, hardcore into that kind of stuff and over the deeper hard bottom. A little bit of sculpin and whitefish kind of in those counts. Three-quarter day, we've been fishing that sculpin down off Camp Pendleton. It's been pretty productive for us guys fishing the rubber lures and the pinks, reds, the swim baits in the same colors. Those guys have been getting the bites pretty consistently. Funny deal about the sculpin now, I mean, there's no size limit on these things, which is just kind of a head-scratcher for us. I don't know why the state changed that. But it's still five fish, but there's no size limit. But we're still telling our guys there's no need to keep anything under 10 inches. It makes no sense.
Yeah, you don't get a whole lot. You don't get a whole lot of fillet off of one that's sub 10 inches.
No,
even like a 10 inch one's still tough. But I don't know. The one fish you can take off in 300 feet of water and throw over the side and know it's gonna go down every time. I don't know. One of those weird deals. So, anyways, guys catching five fish. We're still trying to make them stick to that 10 inch deal. Just one of those opportunities, I guess. You just kind of catch them, and then we've been kind of sliding to the inside. There's been some halibut action for us as well in some of the shallow areas over the hard bottom where a lot of that anchovy and bait has been kind of hung up on the inside there. So the halibut drip trip on Friday, those guys had four or five fish, I think, kind of targeting those areas on the inside, which was great for our derby. And then just we always tell our guys, if you're going to come on a half day or three-quarter day, buy in for $5. We had a guy out on a half day with us on Friday that caught a fish just under 20 pounds. So he's in the running there for sure for the monthly prize pack in our derby with that 20-pounder. You just never know, but it's an easy buy-in when you buy your ticket in the morning. So we'll have that drift trip again on Friday. I will tell you, Tuesday, not only is it our two-for-one deal, but we're, donating a major part of our proceeds to some of the fire victims and some of that stuff going up the coast. So if you guys wanted to come out with us, you're trying to pick a day, if you can finagle a Tuesday in your schedule, that'd be awesome. Not only will you save a few bucks on a trip, but a portion of that proceeds is going to go up the coast there and help those guys with that unfortunate circumstance going on up there. So give us a call here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web too at danawharf.com.
You guys are the man. That's awesome. What a great idea and a great way to send some money to some folks that are certainly in need for it. And man, still some good fishing to be had, and we got a nice little piece of weather in front of us. So looking forward to it, Willie. Great job, great report, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, have a good one. See ya.
That's awesome, buddy. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks, and while we're waiting for Gundy and Frank Lopresti called in and said Jonathan's killing it right now on the Royal Polaris.
Hey,
and
right.
Hopefully Frank's going to be able to get through. I gave Frank the numbers, and so hopefully he'll be able to get through and kind of fill us in on that. But he's having quite the trip down below.
All right, that's sounds right. New hotline numbers got to make it all the way down to the Royal Polaris.
That's right. Yeah. So Dave in Anaheim writes, "I know when night fishing gets down to fish." I know when night fishing, getting down to the fish first is important. Can you make an eddy bomb that's too heavy? I have a trolling weight up to 4 pounds. And your thoughts on that?
I don't think I've seen anyone use 4 pounds.
A 4-pounder?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess it would be all right if you got a bite on your very first drop.
Yeah, didn't have to wind it back up again.
Didn't have to wind it in. But It definitely depends on the circumstance. You know, sometimes the fish are on, or right when we stop, it's very important to be the first one down. There's definitely some times when, you know, it, waiting a second is better, you know. There's a very fine line. I think a lot of times if people cast out too early, they end up with their lure, you know, scoped out way behind the boat, you know, and that doesn't help at all. I think, like, 16 ounces, I think, seems to be the happy number if you're looking for a lure that gets straight down there quick. 16 ounces seems to be what I like to use.
Yeah, and I know your other business, you guys make an Eddie Bomb that's pretty
better
right
than
on,
Eddie Bomb.
Right?
Yeah.
How heavy is that thing?
Right around 400 grams, I think, something like that.
Yeah.
What is that in ounces?
Yep.
That's probably...
So tell us about that one. That's, of course,
400 grams. It's the Midnight Rider from Two Fish Jigs. We wanted to make something similar to like a Eddie Bomb sinker type thing, but like we were talking about the tungsten jig, I have a tough time feeling very fishy with the sinker and hooks. Yeah, so it's just about the same size.
Yeah, 14 ounces.
Yeah, but I feel very unfishy with just a sinker and hooks tied to my line. So we wanted to make something a little bit different, and that Midnight Rider definitely flutters a little bit more. But
different
sinks,
kind of shape.
It's unique in its shape.
Yeah, it's definitely different. And it's a sinker style lure still, but it flutters a little bit more, and it's more like a yo-yo jig on the way up, in my opinion. It kind of does that spinning and like breaking out kind of thing.
Uh-huh. You like them, Gavin?
Yeah, for sure. There's definitely a time and a place. Like, I would say the second half of our last season, I had to like really tell people not to fish like Eddie Bomb style lures just because it wasn't the way the fish were acting, it wasn't working. But there's a lot of times when, you know, if we're stopping on big schools and they're only hanging around the boat for like, I'm not exaggerating, hanging around the boat for like, you know, 20 to 30 seconds when that lure is super important. But there's times when we're stopping on not a lot of fish and there's not, you know, 20,000 fish under the boat. There's only a little bit where that, you know, where the few fish that are around are definitely going to key into something that's going to have more action than that for sure.
Hooks on top or hooks on bottom on the Midnight Rider?
For me, bottom. Okay. Yeah, I like it on the bottom.
Yeah, we do on bottom, same thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got a lot of things going on. Captain's Concepts, Two Fish Jigs, San Diego.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, try to stay busy.
Gotta keep busy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. All right.
Well, while we're waiting for to finish up our catch report, phone lines are packed up. Why don't we jump back into them and talk to Tom? He's calling us from Temecula this morning. Hi, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Morning, guys. Got a couple questions. One is, with the drier season that we've had, can you guys comment on what the water temperatures are doing and kind of maybe what your forecast is going into the future? Naturally, we don't know exactly what's going to happen the next couple of months. And then the other question is, have you guys seen much experience with using the waxwing lures there at the islands in conjunction with, you know, with a as a alternate to a surface iron, and how do those work? And it seems like they should work as good as, but your thoughts?
As far as predictions, it's super hard to say, but I think we're in for another good season. That yellowfin that they're catching late in the season, it would seem like it was from up here all the way down the Baja coastline. Big grade yellowfin. I'm curious to see what that brings for us. There was a lot of yellowtail this past season, so hopefully they got a good spawn in. There's more of that coming. I know there's some guys catching them in San Quintin right now. It sounds like there's some pretty good yellowtail fishing there, so hopefully that stuff works its way up by March.
Yeah.
They're waiting for us at the Coronado Islands when the San Diego starts running. And the amount of bluefin at the Coronado Islands was interesting as well, so hopefully that's a sign of things to come. Yeah.
Do you think that stuff at the Coronado Islands is relating to the pens there? Like they're relating offshore to the pens?
You know, they always seem to be around those pens.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that's why they're there. I know I think those
bluefin
were there.
I mean, that's what there. Feed is, right?
And it's a different piece of structure, that's for sure. So there's a lot going on there. We've seen yellowtail relate to it as well. So it definitely, I think it's a factor.
Yeah, we were talking about as far as like offshore away from the islands, there wasn't really much water structure whatsoever. So that's probably a good reason why a lot of that bluefin like worked their way into the islands, because it gave them some sort of structure for bait, or, you know, it gives them something to a reason to stay there, you know.
When you're talking about structure, you guys are talking about water edges. That's structure to you guys?
Well, there's both. There's structure, like you're fishing, you know, Tanner, for me, like Tanner Cortez Bank, where right. there's bottom structure. But when we're talking about offshore fishing, where it's, you know, whatever, 1,000 plus deep, we're talking about, yeah, water structure. So it might be a temperature edge, you know, where it might be half a degree, 2 degrees, something like that. It might be water structure, you know, there might be clean water and dirty water. And then there's also water structures that you can't visually see. Like when we're driving around, we'll see, like, we call it schmutz, where all of our screens are clean. And then you'll drive into an area where our screens aren't clean, where there's some sort of microorganisms in the water. That's also water structure. Bait, there's areas of bait and no bait. So that's all kind of things that we're looking at, like as captains when we're driving around looking for something.
Are there conditions that are more important than others, or can any one of them be the thing that day? You know, I mean, is temperature is king, is current king, is color king, like, or is there no such thing?
No, I think it's, Matt, maybe I have something. I think it's different on per.
Offshore, it can be different. Sometimes the worst water is the best water.
Yeah, yeah.
The
sometimes
worst water.
We've, especially the last few years, we spent a lot of time. We're driving around in like warm blue water, and it's like a desert. And then you get into some, you know, green dirty water, and that's where all the fish are. You know, yeah. So it definitely is different. Not, you know, by the day, I would say. You know, sometimes the fish want to be in a certain type of water. Typically, we're looking based on like the past couple of days. We're looking for a specific type of water. Like, oh, we're looking for the cleanest, warmest water around, or we're looking for the dirty water with the bait. It just depends on like that circumstance of the week.
Yeah, if we're starting with like a blank piece of paper there, the textbook would say you're looking for the warmest, cleanest water, but generally that's not always the case.
Not always the case. And this past year, you said you saw a lot of generic water, right?
Oh yeah, miles of just the same.
Just no edges.
No edges. No difference. No nothing. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's not good.
Not if you're trying to locate anything. Yeah. Yeah. It's hard to pinpoint where the fish are going to be if there's no true edge or structure where you can kind of focus your attention.
You're already trying to find a needle in the haystack, and that makes it a really, really big haystack.
Yep. Yeah. It spreads them out.
Obviously, the fish are moving around a lot, and it, like you said, it spreads the fish out. It's nothing. There's no, like, hard line to stop the fish from continuing to go at any specific direction.
That's awesome, man. How good info is that? Yeah. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls and more great info with the boys from Captain Concept. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
Seasoned long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cates and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3, and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
Partners Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
The best just got better. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Talica 20A and 25A reels. The Talica series is Shimano's flagship two-speed lever drag reel. It sits at the very pinnacle of the offshore world. The Shimano's Talica success is driven by its durability and spec attributes, allowing the series to differentiate from other lever drag reels within the market. The Talica is built around a cold forge machined aluminum one-piece frame. The all-new Talica 20A and 25A now boasts Infinity Drive. Infinity Drive employs two drag washers housed in the side of the reel, allowing for an ultra-smooth, powerful drag system while at the same time increasing winding power under a load as much as 40%. There's also a new lower low gear. If your utmost concern is performance without compromise, Talica 20A and 25A are the reels for you. Available now at your local Shimano dealer. This year, make reliable boating your resolution and back it with exhilarating deals with a new Yamaha outboard during Yamaha's New Year, New Reliability sales event. From now until March 31st, 2025, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of coverage protection. Looking to hit the water with lower horsepower? There's a deal for you, too. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $200 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods and services. Don't miss this limited time offer. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends March 31st, 2025, subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models exclude 24-month Yamaha extended service added to a 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealer for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.